Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, trendies, new and elderly. Let's delay no further and get you all caught up on what has been trending. Last Monday, the top trend was Listeria recall. So, if you're one of those poor saps driving the Datsun Listeria, take that right back to the dealership. Also recalled were peaches, plums, and nectarines issued by the California fruit packing company, Wawona. Never fear, my fellow terrorized Americans. The Center for Disease Control, you remember them, they were the CDC on the X-Files, have issued this statement. If you feel very sick with fever and muscle aches, or stiff neck, or if you develop fever and chills while pregnant, consult your doctor immediately. Just in case that wasn't clear enough, the CDC further clarified the symptoms, saying they are associated with pain in the head, midsection, or bowels. Phew, certainly doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard of before. Also, I think they are saying that the recalled plums are impregnating people. Dan Bilzerian was trending on a day when not much else was trending, but I feel like that undermines an interesting story. So, here it is. The professional poker player, who claims to have made $50 million in the last year playing cards, suffered two heart attacks at the end of a three-day bender when, after having partaken of cocaine, ecstasy, and alcohol, he decided to down a Viagra chaser. The CDC recommends, quote, "If you feel like your chest cavity is filled with magma and your brain is no longer receiving sensory information from your arms, consult your doctor immediately." End quote. Ian Somerhalder, known only for being Boone on Lost, was trending for a second or two thanks to some really seedy coverage by British rag The Daily Mail. They published an article with a title that even Morrissey deems to be overly long. Nikki Reed and Ian Somerhalder top fuel romance rumors as they head home together after working up a sweat at gym. In this piece, seven photographs of the couple walking on a public street are assembled with the kind of descriptive captions that only a blind person unable to read them would require, such as Nikki, clad in bright purple cropped leggings, a black t-shirt, and black trainers, ran while listening to music through a pair of green earbuds. Perhaps uncertain if the article had enough meat on its pencil-thin bones, the photographer then waited outside Nikki Reed's residence to capture the couple leaving again hours later, and dropped this bombshell on Daily Mailers. The pair headed back to Nikki's place and were seen leaving it a bit later after getting changed. So let this be a lesson to you, aspiring young journalists of the world. If you can stalk celebrities and write at a fifth grade level, paying work awaits you at thedailymail.co.uk. You gotta scroll all the way down to the bottom and click on the link for job site if you want to send your resume. Against all odds and in the face of such things as wit, ingenuity, discerning taste, originality, cleverness, or appealing to anything other than the broad middle, The Big Bang Theory has been television's number one comedy for the last 3 years. For this reason, the show's stars have stalled production of the sitcom's next interminable season with salary demands of $1 million per episode. The main cast is currently overpaid at a rate of $325,000 per episode. The salary hike will no doubt put a serious dent in the incurably unfunny sitcom's laugh track budget. Should the studio refuse to yield to their demands, it does make me wonder if there is a future that I might live to see with in-flight entertainment packages where underperforming box office fare is not followed by a 22-minute floundering misadventure into stereotypes and staleness punctuated by the catchphrase, Bazinga. Hear me, airlines. I will not pay for the first-class upgrade or the priority access or obtain a redress number or join your frequent flyer alliance unless one of these things might mean such a future. Do you hear me, controllers of air traffic? Do you hear me, captains of industry? Oh, I need a cup of Borders chai and a funnel cake and a Fawlty Towers marathon to cleanse my limited palate. Nicki Minaj was trending last week, but I'm calling the HollywoodLife.com rule back into play after a few-week hiatus. I had to let that slide during the four-month period when the World Cup was happening, or else this podcast would have only been 25 seconds long each week. On that same day, the term 50 Shades of Grey was trending at about 20 times the volume of the term Comic-Con 2014. And if this draws my core demographic into clearer view for you, I could tell you at least 25 things that happened at Comic-Con this year, but could only tell you that 50 Shades of Grey is a book being made into a movie starring the guy from The Fall. Fifty Shades was hot because the trailer for the movie, which gets full release in about 7 months, is available online, where it's been watched 37 million times, plus all the extra eyeballs it picked up on the front of the new Scarlett Johansson action flick, Lucy. Lucy, which seems to be just a big-budget mashup of the 2011 film Limitless and The Matrix, won the weekend box office. But let's get real, people. All the cool cats had eyes on Hall H when they revealed what Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman costume looks like. And what Photoshop filter has been used to make this look all bronzy? Stop muting all the colors, Warner Brothers. You don't see Marvel giving me an olive green Hulk, do you? No. And they are mopping the box office floor with you for a reason. Bright primary colors on my superheroes. And now that my rant about Wonder Woman is over, it is time for a word about our sponsors and a chance for you to win something super awesome, absolutely free. The brand new Drive HD dash cam from Cobra Electronics is here, and we want to give you this incredible device that retails for $119.95, absolutely free. Here's what you need to do. Follow at Cobra Electronic. Yes, singular, not plural. It's Cobra Electronic as one big word. And then I want you to tweet me at Mike Quackenbush and tell me about your favorite agent of Cobra. I want you to wear your G.I. Joe Love and Heart right on your sleeve, Trendies. And for the cost of that tweet, you could win a brand new Drive HD dash cam from Cobra Electronics. We'll announce the first winner next week right here on The Trending Show. So you better get tweeting. Over the weekend, weather.com scored a cool 250,000 hits for their story with this as the lead. An American doctor is in grave condition after contracting the deadly Ebola virus in West Africa. Oh? The deadly virus has led to a grave condition? Now you might be wondering, how did this guy even contract Ebola? Well, weather.com says, quote, Dr. Kent Brantley, 33, works with Ebola patients. End quote. In response to this story, the Center for Disease Control, to be referred to only as the CDC for the balance of this episode, said, quote, avoid people with the deadly Ebola virus. It's bad for you. End quote. Friends, before we convene again here for The Trending Show, be sure to send that tweet to me and follow Cobra Electronic on Twitter. That puts you in the running for the new Cobra Drive HD dash cam. Join Clayton Morris and I over on the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. It comes out almost every week. Almost. Adios, amigos.